Le'ilei nishmas Reb Mordechai Ari Yosef ben Chaim Moshe. Be'a Perek Alf Mishnah Beis. Hashochet Chai Ve'of Be'yontov Be'shami Omim Yachbar Be'deka V'yichasa. If a person would shecht a chaya, which is like a wild animal, let's say like a deer, ve'of, or a bird, let's say like a chicken, be'yontov on yontov, one is allowed to shecht on yontov. Be'shami Omim Yachbar Be'deka V'yichasa. Peshami says you're supposed to dig out a decker, which is a shovel or a spade that's already in the ground before Yontif, and then you would pull out the earth that's right on this shovel. The earth has to be loose, because if it's not loose, the issue is that one may come to crush it, which is an issue, like Rashi says, of tochein, of grinding. Now, the reason that you're trying to get earth here is you have to do kisui hadam. Kisui hadam is a mitzvah that we need to do to cover the blood of both a chaya and an oaf. A behemoth does not have kisui hadam. So like a cow, there's no kisui hadam. But a chaya and an oaf do have kisui hadam, and there's a mitzvah to do it. And therefore, Beis Shammai says that if one shechts a chaya and oaf in yontif, so he's able to take this earth. It wasn't the ideal. The ideal would have been if he set aside earth, not to pull out a shovel from the ground. But nevertheless, the shovel he pulled out, it was loose earth. And not only is he allowed to do it, but really when the Mishnah says Hashoichit, the Gemara says Hashoichit is, in this case, it's really Lechatchila, that if a person would go and ask Beis Din, what should I do today? Should I shech the chicken and then do Kisya Dam by taking from the shovel that's already in the ground? Should I do that? Beis Din would tell him, yes, go shech it, even though you're going to be pulling out the shovel with the loose earth. Now, pulling out the shovel with the loose earth, we said, there's no issue of Toichen, according to Rashi, because the earth is loose. It's also not really a problem of choifer, of digging. Now, why is it not a problem of digging? So Tosfos Yontif brings, Fersesol brings this too. The issue may be, one would think that it would be a problem of choifer, because Lamaisa, when you pull this out, you're making a ditch in the ground. And even though your kavana has nothing to do with the ditch, and this is a classic example of melacha shein etzrich legufa, you're digging for the dirt, you couldn't care less about the ditch. Nevertheless, that's melacha shein etzrich legufa. And the Rav holds that one is chayiv on melacha shein etzrich legufa. So it has to be that the case of the Mishnah, the Mefarshim explain, is where this is not out in the field where you're fixing the ground and making it fertile for soil, rather it's in your house or in the chatzar where it's just making it worse. Uveis Hillel Aymrim, lo yishchot el imkein hayalo ofrim uchum nibodyom. Beis Hillel says, if one would come to Beis Din and ask him if he can do this, they would say, don't do it. What's the reason? So Rashi says, because if one would go and shecht an animal and rely on taking the earth from the shovel that's in the ground, we're afraid that he may eventually come to crush the earth and it would be an issue of tochein. What's interesting here is the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis, when he says that one needs to have loose earth over here, he says the reason is not because we're afraid that one is going to crush it like Rashi, rather it should be loose that when you're pulling it up, you're not over the isser of chofer, of digging, because when it's loose and you pull it up, that's not called chofer. Umodim and Beishamah and Beishillah both agree, Shim Shachat Shiachbar Bedekav Yechasa, that if you already shechted it, then yes, you can go over to that shovel in the ground, which is commonly called a Deker Na'utz, which it's stuck into the ground. So you can dig it up and use the earth to do Kisi Adam. So it comes out that B'dievet, if one actually shecht an animal, whether it's Beishamah or Beishillah, everybody agrees that you're allowed to go and take the earth from the ground that's loose with this shovel that's in it and use it for Kisi Adam. And we also said that we're dafka dealing with a case where it's, let's say, in your house, where it's not melacha shein etzrich legufa, so it's only asur midrabanan because of a shvus. So why would they allow you to do an isur derabanan of kilkul, vimakalkul something? You're not allowed to destroy things. Tversol says, because this is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif overrides it. But the question that Tversol asks is, why does Simchas Yontif allow me to go and dig the earth? What Simchas Yontif is there? One really, technically, is allowed to eat from the chicken that he just shechted without covering the blood. It's a separate mitzvah. It doesn't prevent you from eating the chicken. It doesn't prevent you from eating the chaya, the venison. So he says a chiddush that because a person is going to be in tsar, the fact that he's not able to do the mitzvah, they therefore, because of that tsar, they allowed him to even go ahead and pull out the shovel and use this earth. And finally, the Mishnah ends, she'efer kira muchanu. So the Rav says right away, this has nothing to do with what we just said. This Efer Kira, which is ashes from a stovetop, is a new halacha that's just telling us that Efer Kira is muchan, that it's already prepared, it's not mukta. You would not need to prepare it Erev Yontif, and you can use it. And the Rav says, Dafka, where the thing, the ashes were created Erev Yontif, but if you cook something on Yontif and that creates ashes, you can't use those ashes. Only one exception is if the ashes are burning hot, that they were just used to cook, because those ashes do have a use, because people use them to still roast and move them around to cook things. So therefore, you're also allowed to use it to do Kisi Adam. So it does belong in this mission, according to the Rav, because it does have to do with Kisi Adam, but it has nothing to do with Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It seems that everybody would agree that this is mutter to use on Yom Tov.